Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Ray Fowler for Community Comments. As a veteran who has dealt with post-traumatic stress for the past 5 decades and deals with PTS daily, I have come to realize over my last couple of years of getting out, sitting down, talking to, and engaging with other vets of all branches of our military and across all generations, that the odd, quirky habits and often misunderstood behaviors that I've lived with all of my adult life post my military service are not just mine alone, but more common symptoms that affect our veteran community at large. And as such, I believe and feel it is my obligation and duty to try and share with and enlighten my civilian friends and community to these that I know and understand from my own experiences. With the sincere desire to help my civilian friends better understand and hopefully close the gap between both communities that I care for so dearly. A very common habit or symptom the majority of veterans experience is one of chosen self-isolation. This is very real and at times overwhelming since need, want, or desire to be far removed from people, crowds, loud noises, or otherwise civilization in general. In my own experiences, this is one that I deal with most often and daily, and it can be crippling for a lot of veterans. Only by sheer determination, cannabis therapy, and a lot of willpower do I overcome this daily. Hypervigilance is another that follows many of us long after our military service has ended. Many veterans see, watch, and observe things most civilians don't see or even are aware of going on at the time in that moment. Triggers like traffic, crowded places, and often unknown crowds in general can be extremely overwhelming for many veterans as our survival skills and training kick in. And we often overprocess all the variables, overanalyze the surrounds, and often, more times than not, overstimulate our thoughts, and once inside our heads, it is a tough fight to work ourselves out of it. Another big one we tend to share across all generations of veterans is acute anxiety. This one is a difficult fight as well. That intense sense of imminent danger, that uneasy feeling we cannot shake that sometimes something is wrong or going to happen to us, our family, or our team. This often comes with days, if not weeks, months, and even years of sleeplessness. This particular symptom has taken me decades to work through and years of daily practice to hold in check with controlled breathing, grounding myself, and again, cannabis therapy, along with talking to and sharing with other veterans my own experiences. My use of the sacred cannabis plant and thousands of open, honest conversations with my brothers and sisters in arms everywhere has helped me come to a lot of these revelations that generationally we are very much the same and that we all share and suffer with the lack of understanding from our civilian community, of which we as veterans are a minority. This is Ray Fowler for Community Comments.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.